Dear citizens, I'm Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, Spouse in Divine Mission. I welcome you all to the topic on Afghanistan, Troop Surge, Repeat Failed Strategy. The latest decision to increase troops in Afghanistan is repeat failed strategy with same expectation. The proposal to defeat terrorism is exactly the same since invasion of the country in 2001. United States military leaderships and White House stating the reason for troop expansion around this time as targeting terrorism, shifting focus from nation building is rephrasing strategy. The main issues, Taliban, Al-Qaeda, government and Afghan security lacking strength and resources to quell terrorism, and last but not the least, neighbor Pakistan remaining terror haven are cited as contributing to United States and NATO setbacks thus far. United States from the beginning had more than 100,000 boots on the ground in addition to NATO contingency until recently to contend with Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and prepare Afghan security forces to combat terrorism and insurgency. Now, in the national address, the position is referred to as dealing with terrorism in Afghanistan is the only focus for United States. Accordingly, the stagnancy poses many questions. What did United States and NATO exactly do in the past 16 years in Afghanistan? How come the largest 100,000 troops presence along with NATO alliance could not contain Taliban insurgency comparatively less at that time and Al-Qaeda redeployed in Libya, Syria, and Iraq from 2011 until today? What is different now that was not possible despite expansive operation in Afghanistan for over a decade and a half, unanimously acknowledged a failure? The current situation, stated as Taliban insurgents and Al-Qaeda are major threats, has long been identified as such, and the status quo further clarifies the losing war, besides economic liability having cost US taxpayers $6 trillion. That's right, $6 trillion in Afghanistan pursuit. Pentagon quoting Taliban and Al-Qaeda as factors for troop surge, Taliban in return asserting insurgency as resistance to United States occupation. The inverse status is a vicious circle. Afghanistan has experienced numerous foreign occupation in Afghan history. None could prevail in their aspirations, forcing foreign powers exit from the terrain country. There will be no exception in this regard due to aggression and violent means for vested interests never succeed, especially in the uniquely complex Afghan nation. The foreign incursion in Afghanistan is attributed to relentless violence and political instability. Additionally, poppy cultivation, funding arms purchase for warlords, terror factions, and Taliban, not without foreign occupiers sharing profit, exacerbates security and conditions for Afghan farmers lured into narcotic trade over agriculture. Politically, Afghan government installed rather than elected, barring assassinations of viable candidates, not surprisingly in agreement to foreign agenda, highlight corruption, yet another serious problem obstructing reliable and competent governance. Afghanistan election, including the Pashtuns tribal assembly called Loya Jirga, intercepted by foreign influence as witnessed in 2011 to steer representation favoring foreign permanent existence in the country. American security claimed in the late night bid for troop surge ignores American lives in uniforms lost in the long embroiled battle, seeing no end in sight, not to mention scores of innocent civilian lives in Afghanistan falling prey to all sides, more so with cluster bombs and US defense capability tested on Afghan soil during all administrations. Predator drones chasing Afghan men, women, and children from their humble dwellings in the so-called attempt to drain the swamp rampant with previous administration. The trajectory clearly confirms the challenges and constant impediments brought upon by foreign occupation, whether by troops, private army and contractors, intelligence agents imposing military authority and political clout, denying Afghanistan sovereignty and political freedom. No matter how the circumstances are maneuvered to extend occupation in Afghanistan, no nation can eternally depend on foreign powers to protect them, for that arrangement exposes the host nation's vulnerability and absence of will to safeguard own citizens and territory in outsourcing tasks to foreign military, not necessarily accepting for client state defense, instead focused on economic endowments such as lithium, plentiful minerals and precious metals in Afghanistan, failing that to establish strategic dominance in the region, unveils the veneer behind open-end policy in Afghanistan. Evidently, neither the people in Afghanistan nor United States are beneficiaries in the protracted warfare. The population in both nations are expending lives, and US taxpayers footing extraordinary bill for timeless military engagement, while Afghan citizens deprived of long overdue economic opportunity. As for neighbor Pakistan, the stigma as terror haven will stick as long as Pakistan's relevant institutions and political groups neglect responsibility to purge terror, wreaking havoc across the borders and rocking every city and province, making life impossible for citizens in Pakistan as well as those around in South Asia. Again, arms dealers involved in arming terror networks, defense contractors, and brokers are instrumental in bolstering terror anywhere. United States and NATO complete withdrawal of forces, not excluding private entities in any capacity responsible for embattled Afghanistan, and not troop buildup that would guarantee Afghanistan peace and stability. The popular consensus in Afghanistan and United States is for US and NATO as well as foreign operatives to return home. United States having reached a crescendo, unable to provide credible explanations in prolonging undertaking proved counterproductive and unsustainable. Afghanistan rising to the occasion and demonstrating commitment to resolve internal conflicts would exemplify Afghanistan's independent statehood in eliminating or at best mitigating the two contentious issues. Corruption and terrorism would charter course for effective governance and strong national security, thwarting terror and insurgents from within and outside the country. I am Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, spouse in divine mission. I convey my best wishes to people in Afghanistan for peace, economic progress, and independence, free of foreign intrusion and domestic tribulations. Thank you.